Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Turkey is ignoring international calls to end its incursion in northern Syria, where Turkish troops are targeting Kurdish militias for a fifth day. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports more Syrians are being displaced by the fighting.
Turkish-backed forces seized parts of another northern Syrian town, Saluk, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. In 4 days, the military operation has displaced some 130,000 civilians, according to a UN estimate. The UN says the number of people needing aid and protection could reach 400,000 in the coming days.
Germany says Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke on the phone today with Turkey's president and told him to immediately halt the Syria operation. The only Democratic governor in the Deep South, Louisiana's John Bel Edwards, is heading to a runoff after falling short of an outright victory in yesterday's gubernatorial primary. Paul Braun of member station WRKF in Baton Rouge reports.
Edwards finished with 47% of the vote, just shy of the 50% plus one he needed to end the race early. Now he'll face Republican businessman Eddie Rasponi in a November 16 contest that's sure to garner national attention. Governor Edwards.
So make no mistake about it and prepare yourselves, because over the next 5 weeks, the partisan forces in Washington, D.C. are going to pull out all the stops.
President Donald Trump tweeted his support for Rasponi as the final votes were tallied Saturday night. Rasponi and fellow Republican Ralph Abraham earned a combined 51% of the vote. For NPR News, I'm Paul Braun in Baton Rouge.
For the first time, Hunter Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden's son, is addressing President Trump's claim that he profited from his work in China. Through his lawyer, the younger Biden says he's received no compensation of any kind for being on the board of directors of a Chinese investment firm. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg says the impeachment inquiry needs to be political and should be completed before any conclusions are drawn. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports.
Several hundred people gathered in Des Moines to hear Pete Buttigieg speak on a high school lawn Saturday night. Afterwards, he told reporters the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump needs to play out however it will.
It shouldn't be a partisan political process. We know that the congressional GOP is going to make it one, but this should be something that is about principle and it's about the future of the Republic and the presidency, not about party.
Buttigieg has the most campaign offices in Iowa of any Democratic candidate. He says the large presence here is because doing well in Iowa can settle the question of who can win an election. The first in the nation Iowa caucuses are now less than 4 months away. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.
The younger Hunter Biden also talked today about his activities in Ukraine. This is NPR. The president of Ecuador today imposed a curfew in the capital, Quito, and has sent troops onto the streets to enforce it. The move follows more than a week of violent protests over cuts to government fuel subsidies. Demonstration leaders and Ecuador's president are due to hold talks later today. The wife of a U.S. diplomat implicated in a fatal crash in Britain has broken her silence about the accident, which occurred in August. Vicky Barker reports from London.
Anne Sekulis's lawyers have released a statement saying she is devastated by this tragic accident and will continue to cooperate with the investigation. She plans to meet with the parents of the dead motorcyclist, 19-year-old Harry Dunn, who are flying to the U.S. today. Although the parents have been pushing for Sekulis's diplomatic immunity to be waived, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has now written to them saying the U.S. and U.K. position is that immunity no longer applies since Sekulis has now returned to the U.S. That seems to leave Dunn's parents open to pursuing a civil action against her in the state, but it is unclear whether Sekulis would face justice in the UK. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
At the World Gymnastics Championships today, American Simone Biles broke the record medal tally, winning a 24th and 25th gold, one on the balance beam, the other for floor exercise. The 22-year-old is now the most decorated athlete in the competition's history. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington. Support.